Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm not really ready for this game. This game should be game two of the Philip Rivers thing. I think if last week was a lot of fun or a lot of, you know, good motivation stuff.
It wasn't even really that much fun.
That kind of thing.
It really wasn't that much fun.
I think this could be an ugly one. I would expect the Niners to roll.
They're 4.5-point favorites, so Vegas doesn't seem to think as if it's like a dominating game or anything like that. But I'm interested. Fat Philip Rivers is entertaining to me.
Fat Phil.
Yeah, you shortened it to Phil a couple weeks ago, too, and I don't know.
He's not a Philip. He's not an English scholar.
He's always been Philip Rivers.
He's not an archaeologist. He's a football player. He's Phil.
He's always been Philip.
Yeah, publicly, but you know he's a Phil behind the scenes,
you
right?
You think so? Is that it?
Oh, yeah.
What makes a Phil versus a Philip? Phil sounds very adult-esque. Philip sounds like a child.
I mean, I would say Philip sounds a little snooty. Phil sounds very relatable. My neighbor could be a Phil. And, you know,
I just think, like, a Philip never grew up.
Oh, I think it's the opposite. I think Philip was a old soul as a child who chose Philip to make himself seem, I guess, more
no. Philip
to put on,
like,
airs.
Philip sounds like an adult Jimmy, where it's like you could be Jim, but Jimmy sounds more like a child.
I think it's
but
the antithetical to that. No, I think Philip is very, very hoity.
Hoity with Philip?
Hoity. Yeah,
I don't get the same vibe.
I agree with Nick on this one.
Mm. Oh, man. I'm not saying I'm not wrong. I don't have all the answers, guys.
Not since Coin Lito.
If he was a little pretentious.
Not since Steaming Piles.
It's pretentious?
A little bit.
Yeah, I think so. I feel like it's almost like a sitcom device of, like, oh, meet my, ex-boyfriend, meet my new boyfriend. His name's Philip.
His name isn't Cornelius.
No, I think Philip is just off of Cornelius.
Huh.
Phil sounds more common to me.
Yeah, Phil's very, like...
Well, Phil's definitely common. There's no denying that. It's just whether or not, like, if you... I thought a Philip was just a Phil that never grew up.
No, I think it's a Phil
no,
that thinks
Philly.
He's better.
Philly is somebody that it
right,
never
stop
grew up.
Talking, Mac. That's not good.
What about Philip Seymour Hoffman? Is he just snooty?
I think, yes.
Is that
he's
the idea?
That.
Is
yes.
that the idea of Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Yeah. I don't think he was just playing a character in Brandt. I think there's a little bit of Brandt in him.
There's not nearly enough famous Phillips.
Not nearly famous enough Phils. That sound right? Did that come out the way I wanted? I don't think it came out the way I wanted it to.
okay.
All this being said.
I'll watch.
All this being said, who wouldn't? Tua. The Browns are now the betting favorite to be Tua Tagovailoa's team next year. Can you hate this idea anymore?
So this is my nightmare scenario. This is doomsday for me, okay? Like, the idea that not only do you then not take a quarterback at number one or number two overall because you just didn't love enough of them, but then you're not making Shador the quarterback in 2026. So you're effectively wasting next year on a guy in Tua who I just think at this point isn't very good at football and is going to be a career backup. Like, we talk about, like, moving towards nothing. This moves towards nothing in the biggest way.
Yeah, and I think Tua is probably in the category of, like, Daniel Jones, in that it's like the guy had one good year in New York and then all the other time was wasted.
Well, but at least with Daniel Jones, you could be like, I don't know, get him with a new coordinator or new head coach that at least had success as a coordinator previously in Steichen, and maybe the quarterback magic, something can happen. I don't think that exists for someone like Tua.
Well, he's also started for 6 years, though. So it's not like again, Daniel Jones, 4 years. Like, you can still kind of go, well, all right, it was 4 years. I remember one of the years he didn't play the full year. Like, you can kind of be like, sample size, right? Tua's got 78 games in his career that he's actually...
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Actually played. That's a lot of football.
Right, but the end result of Tua after 78 games, even if you thought he could play, he almost falls in the Deshaun Watson category of I think he's broke at this point because of the concussions. And that's not obviously Deshaun's similarity. Deshaun is the shoulder injury, the knee injury, all the injuries. He just can't stay healthy. Tua can't stay healthy. This is the problem with short quarterbacks, small quarterbacks. At the end of the day, like they just deteriorate faster than any of these guys. They get popped and they actually feel it. Josh Allen gets hit and he's like, I'm 6'5", 250. I'll be fine at the end of the day. Tua gets hit, he goes down. Kyler Murray gets hit, he goes down.
Yeah, I just can't make any defense of Tua because anything I would say I wouldn't really believe because I think he's booty cheeks.
It's the biggest waste of time for a season next year if it's what they end up doing.
It's basically another iteration of Kirk Cousins, yes?
Yes, Kirk Cousins accomplishes nothing. Tua accomplishes nothing. Kyler Murray accomplishes nothing. Any quarterback not named Shador for next year or Dante Moore or Fernando Mendoza because you love them accomplishes basically nothing in moving this team forward.
Yeah, I don't think people realize just how bad of a quarterback market is. And again, I was the guy saying be open about Mac Jones last time the same year. So this is not a, well, the optics are down on those guys, but if you really remove that, no. Tua's bad at football. And by the way, he's also awful in cold weather.
He's a career backup at this point.
But don't forget about the cold weather part of this.
Yeah, like, he's never won a game under 45 degrees.
Like, you can't sell this in Arizona. You sure as hell can't sell it in Cleveland of all. I'd rather Malik Willis, and not just because of yesterday, but I'd rather Malik Willis than Tua Tagovailoa. Like a Malik versus Shador QB battle in this. I'd rather that.
I watched too much Malik Willis this weekend.
He's fine.
Yeah. It still puts you nowhere, though. It's not like Malik Willis is ever going to be something. Like,
I disagree. I think he's physically talented.
I think he's talented. I don't think he's going to ever be anything, though. And so, like, if the debate is Shador versus Malik Willis, Shador's your answer. Like, to me, that's you're going to have more of a chance there with Shador than you will Malik. But that's, again, all of this needs to be put up against, do you feel like Shador can do something versus this quarterback? And if the other side of this answer is anything but it's because you believe someone in the top two picks, I think you're going to lose out that battle for me.
I can't imagine the Browns after the Deshaun thing, after the Baker stuff. I can't imagine that organization trying to sell Tua specifically to this fan base. You can get away with this in bad football towns. If Atlanta brought him in as a backup to Michael Penix and basically a failsafe, that's a bad football town. You can get away with that.
Yeah, as a backup and a failsafe. Which, by the way, I think the more likely thing is he ends up being like a backup to Mahomes and the Chiefs. Something like that seems like way more realistic.
When Malik goes elsewhere and gets a starting job.
Maybe it's Aaron Rodgers back up in Pittsburgh. You know what I mean? If Aaron Rodgers actually comes back for another season, which I think is on the table now.
What if they have Tua as Shador's backup? They just announce it. It's like a one-year, $6 million deal. Two is the fail-safe for Shador.
Don't we already have too many quarterbacks?
It's not great. We already have the Teemu Tua version of Tua.
We already have too many quarterbacks.
Now, you want to talk about an offseason Tua and Dylan Gabriel on this roster.
Now, the other part of this that I do find interesting, if there was a trade with Tua, I think everyone's like, oh, what would that cost you? I think Tua's at the spot where the Dolphins would actually have to attach a pick in order to send him elsewhere.
Yeah, no, agreed.
And that's why it becomes an even more interesting conversation. We're out of that, by the way. We get out of that. Once we're talking about attaching picks to send Tua, that means the receiving team is taking on money. So we're out of that conversation. But for other teams, that's where it becomes really interesting.
I think we need a filth off. I think that's what I think.
What?
I think two teams looking to get rid of their filth, right?
Tua. Oh, I thought you were trying to make a Phillip joke again.
No.
Okay.
A Philoff. Who would be the that's counter to thought, yeah. to Phillip Rivers?
I don't know. I don't have one.
All right. So that being
Phil
said,
Phil Collins.
Oh, may he rest in decrepitness. He's not doing well these days. No. So basically, it's Kyler Murray for Tua. You get rid of your trash. Because you're trading each quarterback for each other, you can now move some of the money around. So it's not as much of a paralytic. And you do get to get a new quarterback that's probably just as good as your old one, so you're not going to absolutely downgrade.
And both teams end up with their head coaches and GMs fired after the end of the year because it's not going to go well.
Yeah. Yeah, but you did move deck chairs in the Titanic.
I do wonder if Mike McDaniel would be like, oh, yeah, this is what I'm after.
I think at this point, it'd be just to get away from Tua. Right? Any step
anything is better
away
than Tua
from Tua has to be better.
That's where they're going. Miami is going on the first class ticket away from Tua.
Tua is the betting favorite to be on the Browns next season.
2-1 odds, by the way. I didn't say it. 2-1 odds. That's not a tiny percentage.
Not great.
That's like a really strong odds that he ends up here, according to our friends in the desert.
Will this scenario gain steam? In case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.